To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the blessings of durood upon my beloved and the beloved of Allah and your beloved and the universal Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated in a hadith mubarakah that all people, indeed, the person to receive instant relief from the anxieties and accountability on the day of judgment will be the one who used to recite durood upon me abundantly in this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, I welcome you to our very important and informative silsila. And the name of our silsila is Turning Back to Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah, many topics are going to be discussed under this silsila, and a few of them have already been, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, been discussed. It is narrated that a pious person once found a brick of gold, and captivated by his newly found wealth, he began to fantasize about his future. And he spent the whole entire night planning for his future, thinking of luxurious home, thinking of luxurious food, thinking of a very fancy lifestyle, thinking of how many slaves he would acquire in order to fulfill his every need. So the whole entire night, he spent thinking and planning about his future. And he was heedless of Allah Azza wa Jal. The next morning, as he left his home, he saw that there was a person who was making bricks of clay on top of a qabr, on top of a grave. And instantly, this pious person woke up from the sleep of ghaflat. Instantly, his veil of heedlessness lifted. And what did he do? He was shocked. And he started weeping, he started crying. He says, as this person is making bricks of clay on top of the qabr, tomorrow one might be also making the bricks out of clay on top of my qabr. And he says, woe unto me, my luxurious abode and fine clothes, etc., would be left behind. All these luxuries that I am contemplating and thinking, they will not be there with me on that day when a person will be making bricks of clay on my qabr. And then he says, if I desire the wealth and the luxuriousness and the beauty and the high profile lifestyle that this gold brick will bring to my life, what will happen in reality is that this wealth will lead me to a life of heedlessness. And then he says to himself that if I have to fall in love, let me fall in love with Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, he abandoned the gold brick and he adopted once again the life of piety. They are viewers of Madani Channel. Those people who possess the abundant amount of wealth, their chances of falling to heedlessness are very high. Focus on the akhirat being taken away from them are very, very high. Then they live lives that are not guided by Quran, that are not guided by Sunnah, that are not guided by the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, and those are the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all these pious people that have come before us. And therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us not let our wealth dictate our way to the hellfire, but rather let our wealth be such that it can take us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Let our wealth be such that it can help us focus on our akhirat. Let our wealth make us from amongst those whose sharpness on the focus of akhirat can be revived in our lives and in our hearts, so that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, come the day of Qiyamah, come the day of judgment, our wealth would have benefited us in such a way that we were able to gain the closeness of Allah and the closeness of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through our wealth. Amin bijay nabil amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, wealth is indeed a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. And children are also blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. But if a person crosses the essential requirements from Allah and from his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will cause a person to become heedless of Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Crossing the essential requirements and limits set by Sharia, set by Islam, when it comes to your wealth, when it comes to your children, may cause you to start shifting away from Allah, to start shifting away from Quran and Sunnah, to start shifting away from the lessons of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah Al-Munafiqun in Juz 28 verse 9, Allah Azza wa Jal says that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that all people who believe, لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Let not your wealth or your children cause you to neglect the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And whoever does this, so it is they who are in a loss. This is the translation from Kanzul Iman. From this ayat karima, my dear respected viewers and lovers of Madani Channel, we should learn a lesson. When we are called towards righteousness, we should not find lame excuses just to avoid being called towards righteousness. And today, in this era, it is so common that when we are called towards righteousness, then we have excuses such as, I am working, you know, this is to provide my family with provisions, and to provide for my family is also part and parcel of ibadah. Allahu Akbar. These are some of those excuses that those people who are calling towards nekiki dawat receive from various and from many, many people out there. And they are viewers of Madani Channel. And they also say, we are busy providing for our families, because providing our families is also an act of worship. And what also they say? That when we find some time, when we find spare time, we will come and join you people in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. This kind of excuses can only be caused by one thing, and that is ghaflat, that is heedlessness. This type and kind of excuses can only be caused by one thing, and that is that sharp focus on the akhirat and sharp focus on the hereafter is now being lifted, is now being taken away from myself and yourself. And this is the reason why we are coming with these lame excuses when we are called towards righteousness. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst those who can accept each and every naki da'wat that is presented to ourselves. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst those who can respond positively and attend all gatherings of Islam and all gatherings that are to bring us back to the footsteps of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to that of his blessed companions. And we should also learn a very important lesson. And especially those of our Islamic brothers who travel from countries to countries in order to earn money but hesitate to go to the masjid. For those who spend lavishly on interior designing of their homes but fail to donate even a little towards charity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. For those who are willing to endure all sorts of hardship to acquire wealth but are not bothered about any virtuous deeds, we should really take heed from this before death carries us away from our comfortable beds of our lavishly decorated luxurious rooms to a terrifying dark grave. Then we will plead desperately in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what will we say to Allah Azza wa Jal? We will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send us back to the world so that we may worship you. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, send us back to the world. We want to go and rectify ourselves. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send us back to the world. We want to go and respond positively to those who gave us nekiki dawat. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send us back to the world, because that sharp focus on the hereafter was absent from our lives. We want to rectify ourselves. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send us back to the world. We want to perform all our salahs. We do not want to miss any of our salahs. We want to perform our salahs in the masjid, in the first row, with the takbiri tahrima. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, send us back to the world. We want to go and live our life according to the Quran and according to Sunnah and according to the lifestyles that were lived by the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But unfortunately, at that time, all our requests and pleas will be in futile. Why? Because we spent our lives without the sharp focus on the hereafter. We lived our lives totally heedless of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the whole Quran, in Surah Munafiqun, verse 10 to 11, this is the translation from Kanzul Iman, and spend from what we have provided you before death approaches any one of you. And then he says, My Lord, why did you not give me respite for a little while so that I could give charity and become amongst the virtuous? And Allah Azza wa Jal will never give respite to any soul when its promise arrives. And Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of your deeds. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, now that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us this chance and opportunity, let us fix our affairs in this world. Let us live our lives according to Islam, according to Sharia, according to Allah's Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because we will not be granted the opportunity to come back to the world in order to rectify ourselves. Yes, we are living in this world, but let this world be the means of our salvation of the akhirat. And we should not let this world deceive us in such a way that on the day of Qiyamah, We are thrown into the fire of hell because we live in this world, but we did not please Allah Azza wa Jal. We lived in this world, but all whom we please was Shaitan, the cursed one. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala really make us from amongst those who can live in this world only to worship Allah and to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Na'imi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says that the love of dunya and the love of akhirat, both cannot be together in one heart. And then he gives a reason to this. He says, this is because dunya is the opposite of akhirat. So you either love dunya and hate the akhirat, or you hate the dunya and then love the akhirat. So both cannot exist in a heart of one person. Allahu Akbar. It is either you love dunya or you love akhirat. So when you live in this world, let this world be the means of your success of akhirat and your salvation for akhirat. And we should not let this world be the means of our destruction in the akhirat. That is to say, a person should not become busy with the world, but rather prepare for the hereafter. It is stated in Mukashafatul Qulub that Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Ali Daqqaq Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi has said that a great saint, a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, was very ill. So he says, I went to visit him. And he says, when I visited him, there was a crowd of people around him. And this saint of Allah Azza wa Jal was weeping. He was crying. And then I asked him, Shaykh, are you crying because you are living this world? Why? What is the reason of you weeping so much? Is it because you live in this world? This great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal replied that, no, I am not weeping because I am living this world. I am weeping because I missed my salah. So he says, I became very shocked. I was surprised as to how could he miss his salah? Because he is a great wali of Allah. He is a saint of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore he says, I asked him, but how did you miss your salah? He says that whenever I prostrated, whenever I made sajda, I was heedless. Whenever I lifted my head from sajda, from prostration, I was heedless. And now I am dying in a state of heedlessness. Allahu Akbar. A great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. I mean, we thought that missing his salah would have meant that he totally ignored and missed his salah. But he says that he felt that the sajda which he made was not up to expectation. He says that when he lifted his head from sajda, that lifting of his head from sajda was not up to expectation. Allahu Akbar. He is not saying he did not perform his salat in its totality, but he's saying that there is a sense of heedlessness in his salah. There is a sense of heedlessness in his sajda. This is a great wali of Allah, a great servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. He feels that the salah that he was performing did not have so much of a value. He was heedless of that particular salah. And what about myself and yourself, dear viewers of Madani Channel? We go day in and day out not worrying about our salah. We can go months and weeks and days, and nothing says anything to our consciousness. Our consciousness is not awakened by the fact that we have missed our salah. Our consciousness is not awakened by the fact that we hear the azan going on, but we do not wake up from the state of our ghaflat. We do not wake up from the state of heedlessness. Sharp focus of the akhirat is taken away from ourselves, is absent away from ourselves. And that is why azan can be going, there is no effect in ourselves. That is why people can be passing us and going for salah, there is no heed that is taken from ourselves. There is no positive focus towards those good a'mals and good actions that would benefit us in this world as well as in the akhirat. And we take no heed at all. We are slipping in ghaflat. Sharp focus of the akhirat is indeed absent from ourselves. And we're forgetting that every time we breathe in, we are getting closer to our graves. Every time we're breathing out, we are getting closer to our graves. Every time we blink, we are getting closer to our qabr. Every little big step that we take, it takes us closer to our qabr. Have we prepared ourselves for our qabr? As much as we decorate our homes and houses today, put in the latest technologies in our homes, put in the latest of furnitures in our homes, having the best of all meals in our homes, have we decorated our qabrs and our graves, my dear respected viewers of Madani channel? Have we decorated our graves with the recitation of the Holy Quran? Have we decorated our graves with the durood upon our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Have we decorated our graves with salah? Have we decorated our graves with fasting? Have we decorated our graves with being good to each other, being good to our fellow Islamic brothers? Have we decorated our quburs and our graves with good a'mals? We still have time, my dear respected viewers of and lovers of Madani channel. Let us start decorating our graves as much as we are decorating our homes today. In fact, more focus and sincere focus should be on the decoration of our quburs, because that is the place we are going to stay for a very, very long time than this luxurious life of this world that perhaps we are going to live in this world for 30 years, for 40 years, for 50 years. What about the grave and the qabr that we are going to live for so long? Have we decorated that place? May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from among those really who can have this sharp focus on the akhirat, so that we can also begin to prepare for our akhirat. It is stated that Hazrat Sayyidina Ya'qub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was friend with the angel of death. He was a friend with Malakul Maut. And one day Malakul Maut came to visit him, and he asked from Malakul Maut that, "Oh Malakul Maut, did you come to visit me today, or you have come to take and seize my soul?" So because he was a friend with Malakul Maut, he would have this, you know, type of conversations with him. So Malakul Maut replies to him, he says, "No, I have only come to see you." Sayyidina Ya'qub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam requested to Malakul Maut that, "Before you come to capture my life, please send me messengers." And Malakul Maut agreed. And the day when Malakul Maut came to capture the soul of Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, "Why didn't you send me messengers?" And Malakul Maut replies to Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam that, "Oh, Hazrat Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, white hair after black hair, that was a messenger. Weakness after physical strength, that was another messenger. A hunched back after a straight back, that was another messenger. Oh Ya'qub, these are nothing but my messengers towards a human being before death." Allahu Akbar Kabira. According to Hadith Mubarakah, many other signs of Malakul Maud have been recorded, such as illness, impairment of eyesight and hearing are also messengers of death. They are viewers of Madani channel. Sharp focus on the akhirat is very important. That sincere focus on the akhirat is very important. To focus on something which is mortal over something which is mortal is very important, because we are only in this world for a little time. We are heading towards the akhirat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can take heed from all the lessons that are provided by Quran and Sunnah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who can gain and achieve salvation of dunya and akhirat. Amin bijayin nabil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To Allah we turn in
stay, to Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way, guided by His light we find.